Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a new light that we will deal with. We'll try to live within this light. We'll try to implement it in our lives as we promised ourselves right at the beginning of this series to benefit from it. Take this light, take a part of it, and try to live within it. Try to benefit from it and implement it in our lives so that we get the mercy and the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's verses are from Surah An-Nisa, the Surah of Women. And this is a very beautiful wisdom that we can take from there. Actually, a number of wisdoms. Some of them are very, very important for passing the exam of this life, for getting to or making the way to paradise. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us grasp it and understand it and benefit from it, inshallah. We'll start as usual with the recitation, then we will get to the explanation and to the wisdoms we find in these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا إن يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Now these wonderful verses explain a number of issues that are very important, that are of paramount importance in the life of every Muslim. The first one is some kind of social. It deals with the social aspect of the society. Allah says that there is no good in most of the private conversation and the private counseling of most people except when they use that to enjoin what is good or to bring reconciliation among the people, or to command people with charity. Because most of the conversations that people hold, unfortunately, in this life, that it can be classified as idle talk. There is no benefit. All of it goes in vain. There's no benefit in that. So Allah says most of these private conversations and private counseling, most of this actually leads to no benefit, except for those or these very little or very few a number of conversations where people command each other with charity and command each other with what is good and try to bring reconciliation among the people. And anyone who actually have this, any people who have these private conversations, to enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, to command charity. Now these people, anyone who does this, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will grant them a great reward. Then Allah takes us to a very important issue in the way, in the Islamic way of life, in the Islamic religion, in the Islamic Sharia. Allah says, anyone who opposes the messenger, anyone who opposes the messenger after the guidance and the clear signs have come and have been made clear to him, and he follows other than the way of the believers, then Allah says that we will give him that which he has chosen. We will grant him the way that he has chosen in this life. And then we will cause him to enter paradise, and what an evil end. Now let's try to break down this verse and see the wisdoms and the light in it. The first point is that anyone who opposes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, opposition to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, took two shapes during his life. The first one was the disbelievers who rejected his faith and rejected his message. The second form of opposition was the form that the hypocrites took on themselves, which is to display Islam but reject it from inside. So disbelief and hypocrisy were present at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, explained to us and warned us against another form of hypocrisy that will show, which is innovations in the religion, bid'ah. Any invented matter, newly introduced matter to the religion, these are innovations in Islam and they are rejected. They will not be accepted. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, he said, anyone who introduces to the religion something that is not from it, anything that we did not practice as the Prophet Muhammad and his companions, then this person will have this thing rejected. It will be rejected. And it is some kind of opposition to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why Allah says, the second problem or the second mistake is that anyone who opposes the Prophet and follows other than the way of the believers. Now who are the believers that Allah refers to in this Quran or in this verse? They are the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah testified to the companions, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, Allah testified that they are the believers. When Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Prophet Muhammad has believed in what was revealed to him, and so did the believers with him. So they are the believers. Their way is the way that we should follow, because they were taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows us that we have to follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to the understanding of his companions. If we fail to do that, then we have chosen a way other than the way of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, and this is a great and a big pitfall in Islam. This is why Allah says in another verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, he talks to the believers, saying to them to convey the message of Islam to the others. Then he said to them, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. So if they believe in what you have believed in, just as you believed, so our belief should follow the way of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyone who disobeys or opposes Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follows other than the way of the companions, Allah says that we will give him the way that he has chosen, and we will make his abode of final end. We will make it the hellfire and what an evil dwelling place. Then Allah says that Allah does not forgive. Oh, Allah forgives all sins, but He does not forgive that we associate partners with Him. Any sin can be forgiven. Allah will forgive it if that person repents, or if Allah wishes on the Day of Judgment to forgive that person. But as for shirk, as for associating partners, as for ascribing partners along with Allah, Allah will never forgive this sin, because it is a grave sin. After Allah has given us everything, then we turn to somebody else, we turn to another God, we turn to another deity. Definitely no, Allah does not forgive the sins. Then Allah says, anyone who falls into shirk, then he has went far astray from the truth. Then Allah says, those deities that they ascribe along with Allah, most of them are females, because there used to be certain people who worshipped like idols and other things, and some people called the angels, or they said that the angels are females, but it is not true. But Allah says that these people are so deep into misguidance. Then Allah says that they actually supplicate, or actually they turn in worship to shaitan, a rebellious shaitan, Satan. And shaitan was cursed by Allah, and shaitan said that I will take a predetermined portion from the servants of Allah to send them to the hellfire, to lead them astray. So now shaitan has declared war against us. Shaitan made it very clear that he will try to take a portion from mankind and send them to paradise. How? By whispering to them, by leading them astray, away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be aware, always we should be on our guard against shaitan. He will always try to delude us, to allure things for us, the evil things for us that will lead us to the hellfire. We hope and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the plotting of shaitan. And shaitan said to Allah defiantly, he said, I will take a portion from your servants, trying to lead them to the hellfire, and I will give them a lot of hope in so many things that they wish for, and I will command them so that they will slit the ears of the animals and of the sheep, and I will command them to change and alter the creation of Allah. Now some of these sins seem to be very minor to certain people. Some people think that they are very minor, like changing the creation of Allah, like some people pluck the hair of their eyebrows, or they do some kind of plastic surgery which is not necessary. Then these people actually are altering the creation of Allah and following the way of shaitan. So these things are very important, we have to pay attention to them. Then Allah says that whoever takes shaitan as his helper, as his guide, then those people are really the greatest losers. Their loss will be the greatest in history because they are following shaitan. Then Allah says that shaitan actually is giving them promises, shaitan is giving them hope and promising them a lot of gain and a lot of reward, but actually shaitan is lying to them. All what shaitan is doing, he's deceiving them, he is deluding them and trying to make them slip into the way that leads to the hellfire. Now the wisdoms that we can take from these verses is that our private conversations should be constructive, should be in what is good, commanding what is good and what pleases Allah, and we should follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of his companions, so that we please Allah, and we should keep away from shirk, because shirk is a grave sin and Allah will never forgive it. Now I hope we benefit from these verses and we try to live in the light of them, in the light of this wonderful wisdom. Until we meet next time with a new light from the Quran, I leave you in peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.